This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization Director General says the coronavirus pandemic is not even close to being over and that the outbreak is accelerating globally. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Monday in Geneva that Tuesday marks 6 months since the UN Health Agency was first informed of a cluster of unusual pneumonia cases in China, the first indications of the coronavirus emergence. He noted that WHO has since recorded more than 10 million cases, and the death toll globally is up to 504,000. Tedros said the hard reality is that this is not even close to being over. Dozens of vaccine candidates are currently in early stages of testing, and some may move into late-stage testing later this year. The Trump administration says it has locked down nearly the entire supply of remdesivir, one of the only available anti-COVID-19 drugs from the manufacturer, for the next several months. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced Monday it had secured 500,000 treatment courses of the antiviral drug remdesivir from U.S. pharmaceutical company Gilead Sciences. The order comprises 100% of the company's production for July and 90% for August and September. Remdesivir is the first drug shown to help patients with COVID-19. Though its impact is modest, testing so far has shown that it can shorten hospital stays, although it has not been proven to save lives. Testing is ongoing. Gilead signed licensing agreements with generic manufacturers in India, Pakistan, and Egypt to supply remdesivir to 127 mainly low- and middle-income countries, but that license excludes more than 70 large middle-income countries, including the hard-hit nations of Brazil, Mexico, and China. This is VOA News. The White House is on the defensive about reports that a Russian military intelligence unit offered bounties to Taliban militants in Afghanistan to kill U.S. soldiers. That's information that the President Donald Trump said he was unaware of. When asked Monday why the president had not been informed, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany told reporters, "Intelligence is verified before it reaches the president of the United States, and in this case, it was not verified." Top administration officials conducted a classified briefing Monday for 8 House Republicans about the matter. A group of Democratic Party lawmakers are scheduled to have a similar briefing on Tuesday morning. The New York Times reported this weekend that U.S. intelligence units had told the president in late March about their conclusion that a Russian unit linked to assassination attempts had offered to pay Taliban members for the killing of U.S. service members in Afghanistan. The president, however, tweeted on Sunday that neither he nor Vice President Mike Pence had been briefed on the matter. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday handed abortion rights advocates a victory, striking down a restrictive abortion law in Louisiana that would have left the southern state with only one abortion clinic. The vote was 5-4, with Chief Justice John Roberts siding with the court's 4-member liberal contingent. The decision struck down a law that would have required doctors performing abortions to gain admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. The question before the court in Monday's ruling was whether that requirement would unduly burden women seeking an abortion. Health experts estimate that more than 800,000 abortions per year are performed in the United States. A rocket attack on a crowded marketplace in Afghanistan's volatile southern Helmand province killed at least 23 civilians and injured 15 others on Monday. Residents reportedly accused Afghan security forces of firing the rockets during clashes with the Taliban. The governor's office in Helmand rejected the allegations and instead blamed the insurgent group for being behind the bloodshed. A Taliban spokesman denied the group's involvement. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's office denounced the incident and urged the Taliban to quit violence in favor of peace talks. Monday's bombing took place a day after 8 civilians were killed when a roadside bomb ripped through their vehicle in Washir district of Helmand province. Pakistani security forces say they have killed 4 assailants who attacked the Pakistan Stock Exchange building in Karachi. 3 security forces officers were killed, and 7 people, including 3 police officers, were injured in the gunfire. The Baluchistan Liberation Army has claimed responsibility for the attack in social media posts. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.